This morning, two big companies, Kmart and Sears, announced a merger. The end result, the Sears Holding Corporation will become the nation's third largest retailer. The new company will have some $55 billion in annual revenue, 3,500 retail stores. It puts them just behind the two top retail companies, Walmart and Target. Joining us now to talk about what this merger means is Mark Tadgi, Forbes magazine's Midwest bureau chief, and he's with us by phone from his office in Chicago. Welcome.
Thank you, Neil. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Is this really a merger, or is one of these companies essentially taking over the other?
Well, I think Kmart is clearly taking over Sears, and it's really the minnow swallowing the whale in this case.
And a minnow that was bankrupt, what, 2 years ago?
Yes, bankrupt, and Eddie Lambert, who brought it back to profitability, I think finally realized that Kmart isn't going to be able to make it on its own because people are just not buying enough of those blue light specials. They're going to Walmart.
Well, then Kmart, as I understand it, got out of its difficulties by closing a lot of unprofitable stores.
And they sold a lot of those stores, and some of them they sold them to Sears, interestingly enough. So you have two things, I think, going on here. One is a interesting real estate play, and the other one is a reconfiguration of two very troubled retailers that are trying to basically put together a new game plan.
Well, how do they help each other?
Well, I think there's a couple things here. One is Lambert's a very smart guy, and he's got a lot of off-mall locations. And Sears, is under Alan Lacy, has been very frustrated because it's been locked into shopping malls, and they have some 800 stores in mall locations, and no one shops at malls anymore. Very few people do. Most people want to go to off-mall locations. So what I think you're going to see here is a divestiture of a lot of the mall stores, maybe a third up to a half of those stores sold to other investors.
Those are Sears stores again.
Part of the Sears stores. And Sears, Kmart has already said that they're going to change a significant number upon closure of this deal to the Sears nameplate. So Kmart stores will become Sears stores. Some of the other real estate that Kmart has, Sears will expand to, and you'll have a discount version of Sears in these locations.
But there still will be two brand names.
Well, that's what they're saying right now. But I really think that this Kmart brand will go away. I mean, I just don't think it's a viable brand. I think what Kmart has under its roof are some viable brands, most notably the Martha Stewart brands, the Sesame Street brands, and Sears has a very interesting portfolio of brands. So I think what we're going to have here is a play on the real estate and a play on the brands.
Hmm. Well, I mean, some of those things you could see the Martha Stewart things falling in with what I guess used to be called the softer side of Sears.
Right. And I think Sears has had a great deal of difficulty, as you know, selling apparel. So what I think will happen here is you'll see something along the lines of more of a Target or a Kohl's clone, where they use brands to drive sales per square foot in a smaller store format off mall. They're not going to, and if it doesn't work, they're going to dump it. And some of those stores may even just be hard goods stores. So Sears has always been in this sort of quandary of how much do we have hard goods, how much do we have soft goods, even though they were traditionally, as you know, were a hard goods retailer, mm-hmm. known for their Kenmore and their Craftsman brands. Yeah. And they've never been able to quite figure out soft goods. And some people would say, well, why not just get out of soft goods altogether? And the problem is soft goods drive traffic and they drive margin. And you know, people only buy a refrigerator, so many times in their life. But they're going to buy a new pair of pants or shoes or whatever. And that's been kind of the quandary Sears has been in for years.
Well, let's get a caller on the line. Trent is with us from Wichita in Kansas.
Hi.
Hi,
I had a question. I work at a Kmart right now, and we're about a block away from a Sears. How does your guest think the jobs will be affected at all? Who will be losing more jobs, either Kmart or Sears, in a situation like mine?
Is he going to have to learn the question, do you want detergent with that?
Well, I think what's going to happen is they're going to take the best location of the two. They're not going to have both of those. So I don't know where your store is, but they're going to take the highest traffic location that's going to generate the most sales per square foot. And a lot of the headquarters jobs and a lot of the duplicate back room type jobs are all going to go away. And in sum of total, they'll probably have fewer stores as a retailer when you put the two together.
Okay, and do you think that'll be a trend sort of nationwide?
Well, I think, you know, a lot depends on how good of a job they do in putting these, you know, this is a bit of a high wire act. They put these two retailers together, how good of a job they do, because, you know, this is a very tricky segment to operate in. They don't want to operate in Walmart segment because they'll get killed. And they want to move out of the department store segment because that's in decline. So they're trying to move into the middle, and then and they have competition there. And Walmart's also trying to gain market share by going into the middle as well. So a lot's going to depend on the mix of goods, the locations of the stores, and just how good a job they do merchandising these things.
Hmm. Trent,
right, thank you.
Good luck, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, these are the corporate sons of S.S. Kresge and Sears and Roebuck, I guess, collectively, 19th century firms that are struggling now in the 21st century. Are they going to have any difficulties as they're going to have two headquarters, as I understand it, and merging the two cultures?
I don't know if they'll have as much difficulty merging the cultures. I don't believe they say they're going to have two headquarters. I think what that means is basically they're going to have an office still in Michigan. I suspect that Sears will have a lot smaller presence in Chicago than it has now. They moved out about 10 years ago to Hoffman Estates and built this enormous office park that they were going to redevelop, and they've never been able to successfully do that. And I think a lot of this is going to be a consolidation of jobs on both ends. I mean, Kmart is already a shell of what it used to be. I think most of the jobs are going to come out of Sears.
Let's get one more caller on the line. Eileen is with us from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Hi. I was wondering, how does Lands' End figure into this? Because Sears just bought them, I think, last year.
Well, that's a very good question. I think Sears has struggled with Lands' End, and they haven't been able to figure out what to do with it. I mean, because when somebody sees a Lands' End sweater and they see it at $39, and then right across the aisle, there's another sweater that looks like it at $19, which are they going to pay the extra money just for Lands' End? And that's what hasn't happened. But Lands' End is a very, very popular brand, and I think that fits in to the strategy of having a portfolio of brands. Sears has never been able to basically execute a branded software or branded soft apparel brand strategy within their stores. So they've always had really good hard goods, but they need to change the venue. And people do like to buy branded apparel, and they like to buy it off mall, and they want to buy it at a discount. So all those things, put them together under a different roof, I think this could work for them.
Eileen, go ahead. I'm sorry, quickly.
I was going to say, but do you think that Sears is going to keep Lands' End?
I do. I think that would fit nicely with the other brands they have. They might have to tinker with it some, but I think they're going to keep it. There had been talk about them selling it, but I can't imagine now, given this, that they're going to do that.
Eileen, thanks for the call. And Mark Tadji, before we let you go, you said you think this can work. Are you optimistic about this new company?
Well, I am. I am. You know, you look at it on the surface, and you think this is a crazy strategy, right? Two difficult retailers in a difficult environment. But I think that I wouldn't bet against Denny Lambert. I think he's very smart. I think the people at Vornado, who we haven't even talked about, are very smart. And a lot of it's a location business and then getting the merchandise right, and something that Sears has never been able to do, but I think Lambert could do.
Mark Tadji, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark Tadji is Forbes magazine's Midwest bureau chief, and he joined us by phone from his office in Chicago.